Well, hey, hi, good morning. It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. A fine day.
Sarcasm.
I thought you were in a good mood today.
No, I am in a good mood. I was talking about the weather.
Oh, agreed.
Because I got a ref a high school football game tonight, and it's going to be cold and windy.
Yay.
Not looking forward to that.
No.
Good thing I picked me up some new long underwear at Outdoor Gear yesterday.
Good thing.
Yeah.
That'll help keep you warm.
It will. A lot better than that cheap knockoff Under Armour I bought a few years ago.
Knockoff Under Armour?
Yeah, it's not Under Armour, Under Armour.
Oh.
Same kind of thing, you know, it's real tight and stretchy.
Yeah.
And
this doesn't work as well?
Not when its wind's blowing.
Mm.
Doesn't really stop the wind.
That would suck.
No, it's not fun. Luckily, the rain and thunderstorms are not coming until after 1 a.m.
Oh, okay.
That was my big fear, was we were going to rain.
Got the hiccups?
Yeah.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
What's your middle name?
Rockley.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
What's your favorite color?
Red or blue, green, I don't know.
You still have the hiccups?
I think so.
Really?
We'll see.
Okay. Usually the trick works.
It's 23 right now. It's a wee bit chilly
out
there.
It is chilly.
Okay, so plenty happening last night. I watched baseball. It was awesome. I got to watch good games yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to watch the end again, of course.
They went all late, didn't they? Or most of them?
Well, the one started late because it was in Oakland on the West Coast, so it was starting later naturally anyway.
Gotcha.
But the Yankees and Orioles, all I know is that the Orioles won 2-1. I don't even know what inning it ended in. I forgot to even check. But it was late last night. I fell asleep. It was still 1-1. And they play game 5 tonight. Lots of people were watching the vice presidential debate. And
I didn't.
I did not either because I was busy watching baseball.
The girls and I watched like family type movies.
Something where you can actually determine a winner. And that actually matters, I'm also going to say. Debates really don't matter.
They don't.
It's an excuse for publicity and an opportunity to argue with their opponent. And I think most people don't ever really have their mind changed by a debate.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to sway one person one way
because,
or the other.
And here's why I say that. While I was on Facebook being sarcastic, and the one friend of mine says something like, yeah, now that's how you rock a debate, Joe Biden. Yeah. Two posts down. Joe Biden is such a tool bag. What a moron. Blah, 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 blah.
It's funny how it was the same way
on
my Facebook.
Those were
like
two incredibly objective opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They had no prior agenda whatsoever. By the way, neither one of them are my friends on Facebook anymore.
You took them off?
Yep.
I don't understand. Like, I'm all about certain things political being put on Facebook, but talking back and forth about the debate.
The thing is, it wasn't even talking back and forth. It's like, ooh, I'm a political pundit now. I'm going to type something profound and no one is going to care. And that's typically what happens is nobody cares.
My Facebook status said, blah, 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 debates, blah, blah, blah.
I think Kesha said it best when she said, blah, 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 blah.
Agreed. That's how I felt about the debate.
You saw my Facebook status during all of that, didn't you?
Yeah. The one about ADHD?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
let me see.
Especially since I deal with your ADD daily.
Did you know it's ADHD Awareness Month? Wow, it's cold. Better clean the bathroom. Where's the remote? Did you know it's ADHD Awareness Month?
I said, look, a kitty. That's what I replied with.
And then my uncle says, do you smell bacon? I had a pig once. That was pretty good, too.
That was funny.
Yeah, so imagine this. 50% of the people who were asked said Joe Biden won, 31% said Ryan won, and 19% said it was a tie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That was according to a CBS poll. A CNN poll found 48% thought Ryan won, and 44% thought Biden won. PBS journalist Charlie Rose tweeted, "Everyone seems to agree that Martha Raddatz is the star of the debate." The moderator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, so I didn't know who you're talking about.
I didn't watch it either. So, enough of that silliness.
Okay.
I bet Nelly right now is wishing it was only just a dream.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
Authorities found massive amounts of weed, smack, and a loaded gun after authorities raided his tour bus at a Border Patrol checkpoint in Texas. Nelly and several passengers were detained after a search discovered 36 small baggies of heroin, totaling 0.64 ounces, over 10 pounds of marijuana,
Nelly,
and a loaded .45 caliber pistol. One of the detainees, Brian Keith Jones, told authorities that the drugs and firearm were his and was arrested. Nelly and the other individuals were released to their tour bus. Neither I nor anyone else on the bus was aware of his decision to bring these on board. Law enforcement officials did not press charges against anyone other than that one individual, was what Nelly told TMZ in a statement released late last night. So, is that guy taking one for the team, or it's completely believable?
I think that it was probably his.
I'm not saying
that I don't think there was probably other people on the bus partaking in using of the marijuana and stuff, but
Nelly doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who would be on heroin.
No.
He strikes me as a guy who could maybe enjoy the green cigarette from time to time.
Maybe. I don't know. When I met him, he was like very, very cool and didn't seem, I don't know.
Yeah, but have you heard Ride With Me?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
That could be. I'm not saying that people weren't necessarily partaking in the use of his, the 10 pounds of marijuana that was on the bus.
And besides that, I never heard of anyone ODing on marijuana. So.
No. I'm not surprised that there was a gun on the bus. Like, I would totally have one on there if I was on a tour bus.
Yeah. I would too.
I mean, seriously. I mean, that's a good idea.
But I don't think you're supposed to bring them in the country through a Border Patrol checkpoint.
No.
Without declaring them.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. And just when you thought society had turned the corner, the days of discrimination, they're still not completely behind us. One David Hoogland of Morley, Australia, says he was kicked out of a bar last weekend because he has a mullet.
If I would have been drinking something there, I would have had a spit take.
David was hanging out with his fiance and some friends at a bar called Print Hall when management had security escort him out. And David is convinced it's because he has a long, luxurious mullet that he's been growing for 10 years.
Luxurious.
Quote, "I'm not in a gang. I don't have tattoos all over me. I'm just an everyday person with a party, with a business in the front and a party in the back."
Is that what he said, really?
No, I made that. He was wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and nice shoes at the time, but the bouncers told him they didn't want his type there.
Okay.
When reporters called Print Hall, they wouldn't confirm or deny kicking David out over his mullet.
Okay. Seems odd.
Mullet discrimination. They didn't deny that that's what it was, though, which leads me to believe that, yeah, they probably kicked him out because he had a luxurious mullet.
A luxurious.
I'll post a picture on the website. I just found the story, but it's rare to see one like this in captivity.
Really?
It really is.
Luxurious.
It is a luxurious mullet. It's just flowing.
How long is it?
It's well past the shoulders.
Oh, boy.
And well above the eyebrows.
Oh, boy.
It's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the picture.
It's an injustice. We've got news up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:21. We're going to top out at 52 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
"When someone yells stop, I never know if it's in the name of love, it's hammer time, or if I should collaborate and listen."
You know that commercial we like?
Which one?
The one where Brad goes, "No, that's dumb."
Yeah. Are you saying that about this one?
It makes me laugh, but yeah, it's dumb.
I know, but I like it.
But it's dumb.
No, it's not.
It's a little bit dumb.
Hammer time. Do.
Stop. In the name of love.
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Before I get back with a brand new invention, something grabs a hold of me tightly. See, if that works, you can mix and mash those up.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
I think that's what "When in Sioux Falls" meant by "When Andy and Mel are making noise."
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Today is October 12th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Josh Hutcherson is 20 today. Oh, Josh Hutcherson.
Hmm.
Oh, he's an up-and-coming acting stud. He was in The Hunger Games.
Okay.
He's going to be in the Red Dawn remake here next month.
Oh, okay.
Which is finally coming out. Nice. He's going to play Robert, the C. Thomas Howell character. Marion Jones is 37 today. Track and field athlete, admitted steroid injector. She returned the 5 medals she won at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Marty McGuire is 43. She's the very, very sexy fiddler in the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Hugh Jackman is 44 today. Hugh Jackman. He's from Australia, where they don't let that kind of people with mullets into bars.
Yeah.
It's also not the greatest day I've ever known because on this day in 1492, while Christopher Columbus was sleeping aboard the Santa Maria, Rodrigo de Triano spotted the Bahamian island of Guanahani from up in a crow's nest of the Pinta. Columbus renamed the island San Salvador. The king and queen of Spain had promised a reward to the first person that spotted land. Young Rodrigo spotted the land, but Columbus got the reward. Yeah.
Doesn't seem fair.
He told Rodrigo the land he saw was probably just a cloud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The original virgin... the original version... Not virgin. Version of the Pledge of Allegiance was first recited in public schools to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Columbus's landing. By the way, the under God part wasn't added until 1954.
Interesting.
Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull suffered an eye injury on this day in 1979 at a concert in Madison Square Garden when a fan threw a rose at him and one of the thorns poked him in the eye. Two shows were canceled before Jethro and Tull could resume their tour. Jethro Tull isn't a person, it's the name of the band. And if someone says, "Oh, Jethro Tull, I love that guy," you're allowed to punch him in the face.
Okay.
Not a good day in 1997 when John Denver died of blunt force trauma when his plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean near Monterey Bay, California at the age of 53. John Denver, not the plane.
Yes.
They never recovered his head, pelvis, kidneys, or spleen.
What?
Yeah. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day in 1999. This was out when I first started doing radio in college. The album Enema of the State went platinum.
Nice harmony.
My show, watching, waiting, commiserating. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home. Na 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 na.
You gotta love a song that can do the na na na.
I like the na-na-na.
Blink-182's Enema of the State won platinum on this day in 1999, and that is why today, October 12th, is... Dirt.
Lindsay Lohan called TMZ yesterday to defend her mom. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
626, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 641 up to 57 today. It is 21 right now. A little bit chilly out this morning. So, let's see here. We have got a story about people, their hands, and the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Venture guess how many people, percentage-wise, wash their hands, never wash their hands after they use the restroom.
Percentage-wise?
Mm-hmm.
60%.
Never wash their hands after going to the bathroom?
Never? 40.
No.
Way less?
Way less.
Oh, I don't know. 1%. Oh.
Never wash their hands after using the bathroom.
They're lying.
70% say they wash their hands every time, and 29% say they usually wash their hands, but sometimes skip it. I'm in that 29%.
I usually wash
mine. I usually do. I don't always. Like, if I'm going to get into the shower after I urinate.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
I think it's silly, too. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time we talked to a girl who did every single time, even if she was getting in the shower directly after going wee-wee. She was going to wash her hands.
Seems a bit excessive. A
little bit. Especially considering that she was about to wash every part of her body.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. People rank gas stations as having the most disgusting bathrooms. And also the bathrooms that smelled the worst.
Generally.
Usually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only time, and you know what, at a rest stop, gas station, convenience store, whatever, it doesn't bother me when it's nasty. It really doesn't. Just
really?
because they're so busy, I understand they don't have a lot of time to go clean the restroom.
Right.
You know?
I understand that.
It bothers me when it's in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
When it's just at a regular gas station, it doesn't bother me so much. In a restaurant, I'm kind of like, eee.
But I get like that my bathroom phobia will be in places like rest stops or bathrooms at gas stations.
Yeah.
And most of it's just if it's got a smell, that'll get me gaggy.
Speaking of getting you gaggy, Kathy Lee Gifford, she's been back on TV for a while now. And yesterday on the Today Show, she did a segment about pet adoption called Picks for Pets. So they had a bunch of puppies on the set. And she dropped one on its head.
Come here. You don't want to hold it.
I want the puppy.
I want to
give the puppy in the... right. Okay, you take a picture while Kath's holding
now,
it.
I'm going to get you
puppy
both.
Puppy needs a bathy.
I'm going to get you... That's what we don't do.
Puppy took
a nosedive.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Poor puppy. Way to go, Kathy.
It dropped the puppy on its head. Now it has a concussion and it walks in a circle.
It does not.
Way to go.
Does not.
Kathy Lee. Oh, look at the cute puppy.
Have you, come on. Sometimes they're a little wiggly.
You could
see it falling.
I don't know.
I don't know if you can completely
Pretty soon,
blame her.
Kathy Lee Gifford, Mike Vick, they're going to be hanging out together.
Oh,
you
boy.
Just know it. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? Good morning. It's 6:53, and
it's Friday.
Hadn't done it in a while.
I actually was thinking about that last night. That's funny that you played that.
You know what's also funny? I got a text message one Friday that said that if I ever played that again,
I will find you, and I will kill you.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, last night I was saying to the girls, I'm like, it's Friday tomorrow.
Thanks,
and then I started singing that, and I'm like, we haven't played that in a while.
No. You know what else I haven't done in a while is...
I'm sexy and I know it.
So I don't know how to feel about this. The people at Pringles are debuting 3 new holiday flavors next month, and they all sound completely vile.
Holiday flavors for Pringles?
Yeah. Pumpkin pie spice. Cinnamon and sugar.
What?
And white chocolate peppermint.
For Pringles?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Those are not flavors that sound like they belong on a potato chip.
No.
There's one reason Pringles might have decided to do this now. They're under new ownership. They were developed by Procter & Gamble in 1968 and have been a big product for them ever since until they were sold to Kellogg earlier this year for $2.7 billion.
Wow.
All 3 new flavors will hit stores next month. Pumpkin pie spice will only be sold at Walmart. The other 2 flavors will be sold everywhere.
Interesting.
Yuck.
I kind of want to try them.
I kind of want to not. Why do companies insist on screwing with things that are already perfect?
I don't know.
There's
messing
nothing
with Pringles
wrong.
Is not cool, though.
I mean, you know, you had the original Pringle.
Mm,
it was
delicious.
Perfect.
It is.
And then they had the sour cream and onion. Those are pretty perfect as well, if you like sour cream and onion chips.
I like the cheese ones, the cheddar ones.
Mm, can't say I've ever had those.
Those are good.
And the barbecue ones are good, too.
Mm-hmm. The pizza flavored ones are good.
No,
mm-hmm.
no.
I like
no.
those.
When people start trying to put flavors of whole other dishes together, you know, why not just have hot dish Pringles?
It's a good idea.
Or goulash Pringles. You know? Let's just do that. Cheeseburger and fry Pringles.
I think they might have that one.
I really hope they don't.
Just kidding.
That would be worse than the pumpkin spice.
I don't get it. So do they take the salt out of it then?
No, but they ruin the flavor. That's what they do with it.
Huh.
I had probably the most amusing tweet I have ever seen this morning.
Okay.
If you follow me, you can see the retweet there. Andy1047. And along with that, who is the average Twitter user? And the more pressing question, what color is their background?
Okay.
Oh, hard-hitting stuff coming up next. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.